Gimel 7, Thursday the 21st of May, Dr. Yossi Adler. Is there heter to smoke on Yom Tov or ever?
Thank you for inviting me to give share with you a few thoughts. I'm going to divide this into two sections. One, to talk about anything to do with Hilchos Yom Tov and how that affects smoking. And the second chelik is perhaps also a little bit connected with Yom Tov, because over the last Yom Tov, somebody came up to me, Shogashli, and he said he was so amazed by how many bochrim he sees in the streets smoking during Ben Azmanim. Next time you speak or you write, you have to address this question. So we'll come to that a little bit later. As far as Hilchos Yom Tov is concerned, we all know that there's a heter to do malochas, which are tzoreich le'achol nefesh. Anything which you need for the preparation of food, you're allowed to do on Yom Tov. It's a posuk. Acha she'ose b'chol nefesh hu levad yos lechem. You can't do any malochas on Yom Tov except those things that are required directly or indirectly in the preparation of food. But then the Gemara in Be'er goes a step further, and the Gemara says, Shit of Rameyas, you can't carry a cotton or a lulav or sefer Torah just for Rabin, but Beit Hillel are matir to carry these things, even though they're not necessary for food. You don't need your lulav, it's not nothing to do with preparation of food. But says the Gemara, there's a klal, Mitosha hutra shchita v'tzorech, hutra nashalo v'tzorech. So therefore, for example, you have to bring an oilus and a dover on your auntie, even though it's an oila and you don't get any food from it, because there's a klal of mitoch, that once something is committed for the need of food, then you can use it even if you don't need it for food. So those malochas which are made for the involved with the immediate preparation of food, once you're allowed to do those malochas, you can do those malochas even if you're not using them for food. And that includes things like shchita, bishul, havara, making a fire, which is obviously what we're concerned with here, carrying, you can carry other things besides preparation of food because of the principle of mitoch. Rashi there says that what happens if it's not necessary, if you do a monocle which is not necessary, not serifokal nefesh, Rashi, the lashon of Rashi is that the Rabbonin will geyser, that you can only do things which are necessary. Really, you could do possibly other malachas as well. There's a halacha of once it's hutra, it's hutra really to do anything. But the Rabbonin will geyser that if something which is not needed for Yom Tov, then you can't do that on Yom Tov. So although we say it doesn't have to be needed for Ochel Nefesh, but it has to be needed. It has to be something which you need. You can't do a malacha on Yom Tov for something which you don't need at all. So there's a halacha that malacha, anything which is needed for Ochel Nefesh, is permitted. Then there's a din of mitoich, that even if it's not needed for Ochel Nefesh, it includes everything else of that malacha. Using that malacha, even if it's not Ochel Nefesh, is also permitted. But there has to be some need for it. You can't do something which has got no need. For example, carrying stones for no reason, that's awesome. But Rashi learns that's an Issur Drabbanan, and they would go and say that you do things which are necessary, which have some need for Yom Tov. That was a Gzeiras Chachamim. Tosfos, on the other hand, says that if something is not needed at all for Yom Tov, it goes back to the original Issur of not doing Malacha on Yom Tov. In other words, it's permitted for Ochel Nefesh. Because of Mitoich, you can do anything which has got a need, but if it hasn't got a need, it goes back to the original Issur, as if it's not connected to Ochel Nefesh at all, it's like doing some other Malacha, and it's an Issur Deraisa. And the Be'aloch goes through the different shittas and finds that Rashi is really almost the Das Yochid here, Rashi and the Riaz. All the other shittas hold that this is an Issur Deraisa. In other words, doing something on Yom Tov, which is not a Tzorach at all, carrying stones, carrying something because you're going to need it after Yom Tov, so it's not needed for Yom Tov, according to most poskim and according to the maskon in the Be'alocha, is that that's an Issur Deraisa. It's as if you're doing it on Shabbos. But there is one, so the question really then comes out from here. Are there any restrictions on that? And there's one very important restriction which comes from the Gemara actually in Suvas, where the Gemara says, if you're allowed to do things which are it should be allowed to do something called mugman yantel. Mugman is some kind of spices, perfumed, which they made to make the food smell nice. Gemara says, surely if you're saying tosher etzerech, it should be tosher namishaler etzerech. On that, Gemara answers, achashiyach l'chol nefesh is dover machove l'chol nefesh. That heter to do things on yantel, if they're not required for the preparation of food, even if they're needed, has to be something which everybody appreciates. Something which, this mugma is only for knocking. Most people don't worry about having these spices and having these perfumed things. Some people maybe even don't like it. Those things are considered something which is not shovel chol nefesh, it's not something which everybody wants, and something which is not shovel chol nefesh, also on yontov. And again, according to most shittas, that comes back to the original issa deraisa on yontov. So therefore, it comes out that if you do something which is not shovel chol nefesh, not only it's not some extra gezeira, you go back to your original issa, it's as if you're doing it on Shabbos. So the question comes out, is smoking considered as a dover hashavah kol nefesh? This halacha, by the way, brought down in Shulchan Aruch in connection with another halacha, which is quite nager, and that is that you're allowed to wash yodav raklov, but you're not allowed to wash kol gufa. You're not allowed to heat water to wash rechitzas kol gufa, because at that time it was considered rechitzas kol gufa is not something which is shavah kol nefesh. Rechitzas kol gufa every day, perhaps is also not considered a dover hashavah kol nefesh. And the halach is Efen Shukhanorach, you're not allowed to take a shower on Yontov because that's considered also something which is not a Dava Hashova B'chol Nefesh. So therefore the question comes out, what about smoking? Is smoking something which is considered Dava Shachol Nefesh? Is it something which everybody appreciates and everybody does? So the Mogen Avram says, and Mechayodim brings out the halacha as well, he says that Otsa La'ashin B'Yontov, you're not allowed to smoke on Yontov, because it's ein shovel chol nefesh. It's not something which most people will do. Others on mechulek can say that the tshuva d'achin noyim, which is the Be'er Heitiv brings, there's a famous Kikar Yosef, and the Shor tshuva brings the Shem Lechacham Svi, that smoking is a shovel chol nefesh. Everybody, most people appreciate smoking, and therefore that's something which is considered shovel chol nefesh, and therefore it's mutar nyantav. And that's a shayla you've got to remember in Issa D'Oraisa. That's a machlokes is in Issa D'Oraisa, or is it mutter lechatzkele to do it? The Chacham Tzvi brings down that he was told by Chosid Echot that he used to not smoke on Yontov, and he was told by Chosid Echot that he's doing the wrong thing because he'd be manei him from himself from Simchos Yontov, because smoking is a dov hashava lechol nefesh. And the way most of the Achronim explain this, machlokes here, is that it purely was dependent on the time and the place where people lived. So in a place where most people smoked, in the original time of Mogen Avraham, it was relatively rare to smoke, at least in the place where he was, and he considered to not Dava Shachol Nefesh. Later on, in these other places where these other people wrote these shavuos, it was much more widespread that people smoked, it became a much more acceptable thing, and therefore there was considered a Dava Shachol Nefesh. But there's the key, perhaps, shitter here, which throws a cat among the pigeons, is a Pnei Yeshua in Shabbos Lamates. The Pnei Yeshua says, quotes the Mogen Avraham, that it's also to smoke on Yantav, because many people don't do it, some people even dislike it. But he brings a Tosfos in Shabbos, which talks about this mugman that you're not allowed to do it, and then he says, Zeyo shovel chol nefesh, the ein tanuk ela lebrius. That going to a schlitz on Yontov is mutter, because you're not just doing it for enjoyment, and therefore you'd say some people do it, some people don't do it, it's not a shavah kol nefesh, you can't do it. You're doing it to improve your health. And something which you're doing to improve your health is considered as shavah kol nefesh, because everybody wants to have good health. Says Pnei Yeshua, since smoking is something which enhances your health, it makes you feel better, it's good for the digestion, therefore it's mutter to smoke on Yontov, because it's being done as something as a health enhancement, which you see from this Tosfos, is mutter on Yontov. This is a basis, by the way, just in parenthesis, for the whole shaila of whether you can do melachos, whether melachos for a chayla on Yontov are considered as shavel chol nefesh, because it seems from here that something which you're doing lebrius for enhancing health is mutter. So therefore, even though most people don't need medication on Yontov, but there are shitters that that's considered shavah kol nefesh, and therefore you can carry medication on Yontov because it's done to enhance health. And you see from this Pnei Yeshua that something which is done to enhance health is permitted. The Prima Godin brings this, and he makes this sukkimt. He says that's why you're allowed to do hakosas tam on Yontov, because it's considered shavah kol nefesh. And he says he himself smoked the shame refuah on Yontov, that he smoked himself on Yontov because it made him feel good. The interesting Saf Sofer, who explains why, what should it be? What's the difference? If something's not Shabbat Lechol Nefesh, what does it mean that it's... And he says, he answers a simple question. He says, the Gemara says, well, you'll have to carry your lulav on Yom Tov, he says. But women don't have a chiyuv of a matiras lulav. So 50% of the population have no tzoreh for a lulav. So why is that considered as a Shabbat Lechol Nefesh? He says it's clear from here that you don't look at the actual malacha you're doing, but you look at what the purpose, the tachlis of that malacha is. So therefore, everybody, he says, wants to be mekayim any mitzvahs that are mutl on them. So it happens, women that haven't got the chiyuv of lulav, if they did have the chiyuv of lulav, they'd want to carry a lulav as well. So the reason why you can carry a lulav is because you all want to be mekayim any mitzvahs you can. You all carry a lulav to shul to be able to mekayim a mitzvah. Anybody wants to be able to mekayim any mitzvahs they can, and therefore it's permitted. Similarly here, some people enhance their health by going to a shvitz. Some people don't, but everybody wants to feel good, especially on Yom Tov. Everybody wants to be in a state of enhanced health, and therefore, those people who do it through Schwitz can do it through Schwitz. Those people who do it through smoking can do it through smoking, because whatever you use to enhance your health falls under the category of Shabbat Lechol Nefesh.
Are you saying enhanced health?
The reason is because it enhances your health, not just to feel good. The reason is...
Am I the only one? You're saying smoking is...
That's why you can't switch off in the middle. So the... and the Orcha Shulchan brings down all these shitters, and his conclusion would seem to be like that shitter, that you can rely on that shitter, and he's matter it. It's also an interesting sfora that the Indian of Eina Shavu L'chol Nefesh for Mugma is something which only in Mufunat, for Mufunokin, that particular kind of people in Mufunokin want Mugma. Smoking, he says, is done by the Hamoinam. Anybody would do it. Maybe some people like it, some people don't, but it's a general thing to do. It's not a particular kind of Mufunat who doesn't want to do it. The Aruch HaShulchan, by the way, also mentions, and that's brought along in Shittah, that if one was going to smoke on Yom Tov, there'd be another problem you have to be careful of, which is kibui, which is the risk of extinguishing the flame. Because, interestingly, for reasons that are not entirely clear, although kibui is mutar on Yom Tov and tzoreh lechol nefesh, there's no heter of mitoich in connection with kibui. In other words, you're not allowed to do kibui unless it's directly lechol nefesh in Fe'ah HaLoch in Shulchan Aruch. Therefore, for kibbutz, you'd have to be much more careful not to be machaber. Therefore, you have to be careful how you light it, that you don't light it from a piece of paper or whatever, and then throw the paper down. When you stub it out, you have to be careful that you let it run out and you don't stub it. You have to be careful no kibbutz. And Rosh Hashem Zalman brings another shaila, which is if there's writing on the side of the cigarette, could there be a shaila of meichik that you're rubbing out this writing along? He's got a very interesting kiddush there, and he says that meichik means that you cross something out, or you rub it out, or you cross it out. But here, you're just burning the paper on which it's written. You're not rubbing anything out. You're just burning the whole paper. That's not meichik. You're just burning a paper which happens to have something written on it. So therefore, he's not worried about the issue of so the. And the base mayor has got a chiddush also, which is, he says, there's no way you can consider smoking as something as a Shabbat Lechol Nefesh, because he says, even though some people, we can discuss what a Shabbat Lechol Nefesh, some people do it, some people don't do it. But he says, if there's something which some people specifically don't do because it sickens them, then that makes it something which ain't a Shabbat Lechol Nefesh, even if a large number of people do it, majority of people do it, but if there are certain people who actually get sickened by it and specifically wouldn't want to do it, that also takes it out of the category of Shabbat Lechol Nefesh. But nevertheless, the maskona of the Be'aloch is that you can't stop at his time, you can't stop somebody from doing it, even though it's not maybe the best thing to do on Yom Tov, but he says you can't ask for it because there are these makomas to be matir. One is some people consider it to be, at that time, to be Shabbat Lechol Nefesh, and the other is that even if it's not Shabbat Lechol Nefesh, not done by most people, but there could be a heter because it's... there could still be some heter to do it because it's a health-enhancing activity. So, of course, if we look at it nowadays, then l'cha'ora, there's a very, very strong... to say that this should be an issur d'oraisa. Number one, the majority of people don't smoke. So there's no question that those shitters who held at that time that it was mutter because most people do it, nowadays about 15% of the population smoke, that can't be considered as Shabbat Lechol Nefesh in that case. health benefits, we know it doesn't carry any health benefits nowadays either. So those heter, making sure that you're using it to enhance your health, the ha'ira wouldn't apply either. So therefore, it would seem that according to the vast majority of poskim nowadays, there should be a strong makor to Satan Estrella. So there's a sefer of Herzlamoed and Shlem Zalman Grossman. He brings down B'Shem Rabbi Yashav, I don't know how that is, and Rabbi Yashav writes very, very strongly against smoking on Yontov in another place. But he says that Rashi said, if you want to look for some heter to smoke on Yontov, but you can use Malamas Chos on those people, do it, not being over in this Teresa. According to the Sfora of the Pnei Yeshua, you can say, even though we know that smoking doesn't enhance your health, but the Sfora is that it's something which makes you feel healthier. So if somebody who's used to smoking, and he knows he doesn't smoke on Yontov, he's going to get a headache, he's going to get a withdrawal effect, he's going to be anxious, he's not going to feel good, it could be that you could use that Pnei Yeshua's heter, because Lamaisa, he's not doing it the Tanug, he's doing it to make himself feel better, even though it may not actually be something that made him feel better. And on that, maybe I'm occurred to say that that would be the main sad to say that nowadays perhaps there isn't an actual surprise involved in smoking on Shabbos, on Yontov, but obviously it's a double chom eight, and certainly it's something which is not very desirable at the end of the day, even though the Mahaskan of the Bialoch and the Orf Shulchan don't like that, but all things change with time. This question, though, of course, of smoking on Yontov is a bit like asking, are you allowed to eat chazan on Yom Kippur? Because the question is, are you allowed to smoke in the first place? So if one looks at the possible surim of smoking during the year, any time, one first has to understand a few statistics about the danger of smoking. It's estimated that smoking causes 100,000 deaths annually in the UK, and that anybody who smokes regularly has got a 50% chance of dying from some smoking-related illness. It's reckoned that long-term smokers have an average shortening of their life expectancy by 10 years, and 80% of non-smokers now live past 70, whereas only 50% of smokers live past 70. Smokers age 70, though, can still reduce their risk. If they stop smoking at age 70, their life expectancy will still increase by 5 years compared to somebody who continues smoking at age 70. So there's an amazing difference even at that time. That's very recent research which has shown that even somebody who smokes in old times has got a major improvement in life expectancy if they stop smoking at age 70. There's also obviously a significant risk of long-term disability. Chronic lung disease, heart disease, and also, of course, I have to mention this, the risk of secondhand smoking, which is that the partners of regular smokers have got a 25% increased risk in heart disease, have got a high increased risk of lung cancer, and also the children of smokers have got a much higher incidence of ear infections and chronic respiratory problems. So there's no doubt that smoking is dangerous. Also involved in many other cancers besides lung cancer, mouth, throat, esophageal cancer, pancreatic cancer, blood, kidney, stomach, all of those cancers are increased in smokers. So what's the shaila? We know that that the halacha is that you're not allowed to put yourself in sakana. The Gemara in Chulin says even sofik mayim megulin, which was considered to be a sakana, a water which is left over, is also because chamira sakanta me isura. Sakana is considered to be more chomer than isa, and therefore even a sofik is permitted. And the Rambam paskens in Hesrutzeach is halacha. Will do it on my lachirim on either kach. It's got nothing to do with anybody else. Or any maklanatach, makinos and makin madus. We give him makas madus to stop him from doing that. But the Beis Yosef points out that that's makas, although it says makin makas madus, in fact it's an issur d'oraisa. Only it's an issur d'oraisa which isn't actually a chiv malkus on for one reason or another, and machinus machinat means you machin him in order to stop him doing the dangerous activity. But Lamaisa, he says from Shmat Masha Seichem, and it's Hisham Elecha, Shmat Masha Chom Oit, that there's actually an issur d'oraisa. Rama means that it's actually an issur d'oraisa to put yourself into danger. So what's the question? Why should there be any place to say that there could be any heter for doing something which is clearly an interesting activity? And Ramosh Einstein in the early tshuva in the 1960s said that you can't forbid smoking, although he's not very keen on the activity, you can't forbid smoking because he invokes a principle of shomer pesorim Hashem. But if somebody's doing an activity which is considered to be a normal activity, he gets protection from a Kodesh Baruch Hu. And that's brought a number of times in Shas, that heter. The Gemara talks about when you're allowed to do Hakosas Dam, bloodletting they used to do, and it says you can't do it on a Tuesday, because that's when there's Mazel of Mars, is on a Tuesday, and for some reason that's considered to be dangerous, and therefore you can't do it. And then the Gemara says, but as what about on Fridays, where there's also Mazel of Mars? The Gemara says, on Friday it's mutter, because most people do it on Fridays, and kiven the Dosha Bei Rabim, Shem the Sarim Hashem. Maybe as long as it's a sakana, but since many people do it, you'll get protection from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Similarly, there's a halakha that you can't do mila or hakosas dam on a cloudy day when you haven't got the ruach tzfonis to heal it, or when there's a strong south wind or yom shavsa. And then the Gemara says nowadays we don't worry about it because everybody does it anyway, and shem b'sam Hashem. Then there's a Gemara which is perhaps even more sort of halachic Gemara, where the Gemara says is talking about whether somebody's allowed to marry a katana, and the Gemara says that somebody has a katana, they can be mishamish b'moif, they can use contraception because it could be if she becomes pregnant, it could be dangerous. But then the Gemara says, the Chachamim say, achazu v'achazu, you can do it, and minashamayim yirachmu shenema p'sayim shem p'sayim shem, even though it's dangerous, but you'll get chesed from minashamayim, and shem p'sayim shem, which Baruch Hu will look after you. And the final reference to that I'm aware of is in Avodah Zarah, where it talks about eating grapes at night, even though it's possible that there was a nachash which came and poured poison into them. But it says since people do it and they don't worry about it, shem b'sam Hashem, it's permitted. So there's obviously a big problem here. On the one hand, you know you're not allowed to put yourself into the slightest sofik sakana. You can be mechal Shabbos for the slightest sofik sakana. You don't even know if there's somebody buried under rubble or not, and you can be mechal Shabbos because there's a slight doubt there might be somebody there. And here we see that you can do these activities, which are considered to be activities of Sakana, and you've got protection because of Shem B'Sayim Hashem. So Ramosha says that since smoking is a normal activity to do it, that's considered as you can use this Gemara, and you can say, don't worry about it, you can't say it's offered to do it, because Shem B'Sayim Hashem, which Baruch Hu will look after you. So the Binyan Siyan says, what's the difference between life and being? And he makes a big Kiddush. He says that something where the effect is not immediate, where it is a dangerous activity, but it's not something that's going to happen right away, then you can't include that in the Issa of Surah, which we saw before, the Issa of endangering one's life. Endangering one's life means walking out in front of a car, jumping onto a railway line. That's an immediate activity. Something that you do now and may cause some danger later on, that's not included. For example, he says we bench Gomel when you go on a sea journey, but nobody says you're not allowed to go on a sea journey, even though there's some risk involved in it. He says because the risk is not now. As you're getting on the boat, there's no risk. There may be some risk later on. On that, you can say, since it's normal to go on sea voyages, on that you can invoke Shem B'Sayim Hashem. And he brings a proof from the Gemara, which says that if a snake is korach around his things when he's davening, he says, you don't interrupt. And the Baal Tanur says, kim de nochosh ena noishef barov pa'amim, since this smoke doesn't normally bite. But that means it does sometimes bite. But it seems that's not enough. The fact that if there's only since the danger is not immediate, on that you invoke the swar of Shem B'Sayim Hashem.
Is it a snake around his neck?
Around his leg. Around his leg. Leg. So but if it is something where the danger is in the future, then you invoke rov. That halach of ein halkum tov nefesh achar rov, you can't do mir. That only applies if it's an immediate danger. If it's a future danger, if it's a more than a 50-50 risk, then avadi, you have to go boss a rov and you have to be choshish for it. If it's less than 50-50 risk, then you can. So smoking will probably fall somewhere in the middle of that category, because it seems that smoking is about a 50-50 risk. If you smoke regularly, you've got a 50% chance it'll kill you. You've got a 50% chance it won't kill you. Right. So it could be on that side that, according to the Binyan Siyan, you would be able to invoke Shem B'Sayim Hashem, and that l'chora is the svara which Ramosha was going to think. Although, of course, in his time, it was very much less. And he says very clearly, it's true, it's kimen de miyuta that are harmed by it. The vast majority of people are not harmed by smoking. That's why you can say Shem B'Sayim Hashem. Which obviously doesn't apply nowadays. The Achiezer answers this conundrum differently. He says he can't understand the Binyan Siyan. Where does he get these ideas from? It's got no makor for it. He says those cases which the Gemara is mati is simply because the risk is very, very remote. We know that if you go on a sea voyage, vast majority of times you're going to be absolutely fine. So the sakana is so remote that you don't have to consider it. And on those remote sakanas, the Gemara comes along and says, Shem B'Shem Hashem, but even though we know you don't go up a sarai, you're not even allowed to put yourself into the miyot, the smallest risk of Pikuach Nefesh, that doesn't apply because of Shem B'Shem Hashem, but it only applies to very remote heterim. The Rabbi Chanan in Ksuvos has got another explanation for it, and he says Shem B'Shem Hashem has to be something which is minik derech eretz. It's normal to go on sea voyages. It's normal to, at that time, it was normal for Ktanas to get married. You're doing something which is normal, a normal activity which everybody does, that gives you a protection of Shem B'Shem Hashem. If you're doing something which is not a normal thing, which carries a risk, and it's not something which everybody does, then you can't invoke that heter. It's given the Doshubei Rabbim, Shem B'Shem Hashem. And that's the heter according to him. And so, nowadays, l'chaira, if you look at it, 15 to 20% of the population smoking, l'chaira, you can't call that a normal activity. You can't call that, so l'chaira, that won't be any more a heter. That's something which everybody does, because there's only a small minority of people who do it now.
Could I
be both ways?
Because it doesn't say
Doshubei
Roiv, does it? It says Rabbit.
Doshubei Rabbit. Yeah, but
could be 15-20% is good enough for Rabbit.
Yeah, but you can clear on that if you're going to take that heter, you could clear
depends
on
which countries.
The Tzitzi Elet. Sorry?
Depends which countries as well.
Could depend where you are. The Chora goes by your local situation. Ooh. So that's one thing to look at. The Tzitzi Elet, by the way, has one other. He says, you can only say Shem B'Shem Hashem if, in fact, that's what you see happens. So we know there's a certain risk on bloodletting on a Friday, but the Maisa, we see people bloodletting all the time on a Friday, and they're absolutely fine, and we don't have any problem happening. On that, you can say Kim Dov Asheravim, Shem B'Shem Hashem. But if you see people do it and they drop dead, then obviously it wouldn't be permitted. So therefore, he says smoking, where you see people do it and you see them suffering the results and you see people dying from it, Avadez, he says he doesn't understand how Ramosha can invoke the heter of Shem B'Shem Hashem in such a situation where it's clearly that Akash Baruch is not being Shem B'Shem Hashem. So how can you therefore say that I'll just do it and Shem B'Shem Hashem? You see that in this situation that doesn't apply. And it's interesting to see the evolution of the Chuvas over the years, that for example, Rav Yosef in the 1960s, he wrote a tshuva in Yabia Oma where he says you can't usher smoking because so many people do it, presumably working on the same kind of heter from Moshe. But later on in Yechaved Das in Chelik Hay, he says it's also behechlet issue. Smoking is completely forbidden, and you should be careful on it, and you should, you've got responsibility to stop younger people from smoking, especially mashgichim, be yeshivas, shomer shmeres kodesh, hanem lifkoyach, hanem al tamid yeshivas, leval yugah tzolchem. It's the responsibility of the Rosh Yeshiva to make sure that young people don't start smoking. The Tzitzel himself, Rav Allenberg, wrote a tshuva in the 1950s talking about smoking on Yontif. I mentioned no mention at all that there should be any problem with smoking during the week, so obviously it didn't bother him. But later on, in 1982, he wrote a tshuva, which was just a year after Rav Moshe's tshuva, which invoked Shem B'Shem Hashem, and he says he can't understand how you can use Shem B'Shem Hashem here, as we said, because you see that it's not Shem B'Shem Hashem, but people don't get guarded from it, the people die as a result of it. And it may be that Rav Moshe's information was still a little bit out of date, because he said even then, miyotah, said the doctors who see it, that's only because they're in the hospital, so they see all the ill people. But if you take all the healthy people, the majority of smokers aren't harmed by it. We know that's not correct now. And Pashtas, he would have been chaser from it. And therefore, in that tshuva, the Titzeliezer says that he quotes the Chofetz Chaim. The Chofetz Chaim already recognized the dangers of it in his time and said it was an issa for weak people to smoke because you can get harms then. He says obviously that was done in time of the Chofetz Chaim. It was only recognized as being a problem for weak people, but now that it's recognized to be a problem for everybody, a lot of the Chofetz Chaim would have ushered it for everybody. He also brings down a loshen. He says the Torah, he said, quoting the Be'agayla, he says that the Torah says, "Al tigrum shmilich fogi barosiv," and that means liver is coming down. I'm a sakin is atzma kilo moyes barotzen boyre. If somebody puts himself into danger, it's if he despises the will of Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Ve'ein roitz lo ba'avodosay ve'lo ba'mischori. He doesn't want the avodah. He doesn't want matzkamata. It's there's no zilzul and hefkeros yais mizeh. So therefore, that's what Eliezer describes as smoking. And therefore, he already mentions then about that you shouldn't be able to smoke in a public place, and if anybody objects to you smoking next to them, you've got to stop because they've got there in the right. There's a Chuvim Sheikh Halevi, Rav Osner, who was nifter recently, who also speaks very, very strongly. He says it's a communal responsibility for Rabbonim to stop people from smoking. They have to publicize the dangers and have to la'ir la'sakona ha'atzuma ha'mneches b'shem sigarias. It's the Chachmei Hazman have got a chiyuv to publicize this danger. He says it's bara halacha to issa goma la'haskel b'ishen and issa goma deraisa to start smoking. And even people who are parents and machankim have got a chiv to make sure that people don't start smoking. And even somebody who's smoking, it's yishtadol ma'oilem anachilorezm ezor drog matoglo. A person has to strive very, very hard to stop, even if he is addicted to it. Chalila to smoke in a public place. And he says, certainly can't have any advertising, smoking for advertising in Jewish publications. And he says at the end, Kol Hashmaya Ledvarenu Yishka and Shana Bateach V'Yizka L'Harach Yomim B'Shomra Al-Nafshe V'Nefesh Shepachtei V'Yizka L'Avtochas Terek Gosh Kol HaMachalos Melech Anishim Rech Man Yivu Yoseh Man Yisiv L'Yosef L'Chosh Nais Chaim. And there's a Kol Kaira in 2004, there was a Kol Kaira from Lev Yashev, Rav Alnei Steinman, Michal Yedlefkovitz, Moshe Shmuel Shapiro, Renisky Karelitz, and Shmuel Abach all signed the Kol Kaira backing this up, that there's an Issa Behechlet, Issa Dreiser, certainly to start smoking on. Just to finish off, it's quoted in Chamber of Shach that he said while he was a smoker, he thought he could never learn a Tosfos without a cigarette. He said once he stopped smoking, he couldn't understand how he ever managed to learn a Tosfos with a cigarette. And even though people are addicted, they have a chiv to try and do whatever they can to get rid of that addiction. It said that Rav Hirsch was very addicted to snuff, and he used to do this all the time. And one night he realized that he'd left some snuff under his pillow in case he woke up in the night and he wanted some snuff. He left him some snuff under his pillow. And it said that when he realized what he'd done, he was so disgusted with himself that he could be so addicted to something that he has to even make sure it's there in case he needs it during the night, that he gave it up overnight because he couldn't believe that he'd become so addicted to those things. The same story, Fessler was extremely addicted to smoking, and he found it extremely difficult to give it up. And he wasn't ashamed of that. He said, you see from here, the Koch, right? And you see the Koch addiction, how bad it was. And one day he wrote on the front of his office, I've given up smoking. So that then he made it a public statement that he'd given up smoking. He had to keep to it, otherwise it would be too embarrassing to continue smoking. And that was where we should get. And it's a shame we should all be zoche to Arichas Yom Vashonen, and we should wear these surin. I'm not sure if I'm going to be able to do that.